want you Jews. Come on out. All of you. Come out of your precious synagogue.
Yeah. And bring your precious money.
So you're not coming out. Then we'll have to break our way in. Bring the beam, men. We'll see how long this door will stay up.
This little menorah simply cannot be removed from its spot.
Perhaps we scoot into the wood. Could Journey possibly help?
Why, how wise you are, my little child. Yes, it does turn freely.
Look at the floor in front of the iron garnish. My eyes must be fooling me. But no, it is true. As a small naira is being turned, the platform on the floor, right in front of the ark, is moving inward, under the iron. And beneath it is a large opening. It's a secret door which is opened by turning the naira in the iron.
Stone staircase leading underground.
It's amazing!
It's astounding!
It's interesting.
Interesting? You call this interesting?
Yeah. It's very interesting.
Aye, Mr. Watson, quite there, aye.
Aye, you should live to 120. And eat Kreplach and Baffle. It's the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen.
Widespread throughout this room like an electric shock. A secret passageway had been discovered under the floor in front of the holy ark. The Rav began directing everyone down the hard staircase. But even though they was all afraid, no one pushed or jumped ahead of another one. Everyone went down nice and even, directly downstairs.
Shut those doors again! One more time and they'll be smashed in! Give it one more! We just got a little to go before they give! There you go!
I could see those Jews running for their lives and trying to escape with their money!
Come, give it all you got! One more smash and the doors are down! Let's go! I think we've done it. Just one more time to make sure.
Hi, Reb Shannon. How can I ever thank you enough for saving my whole family?
You must thank us, Em. But for now, please go down the stairs. It will soon be too late. The doors are almost broken in. Please hurry up.
Of course. Hashem should only bless you with a long and happy life. Oh, my!
Please! It will not be so long and not be too happy if we all don't go down the stairs right now. Please, for just a minute.
This staircase looks very dirty. If you have a broom, I'll be more than happy to sweep it.
There's no time for that right now, please. Go down the stairs. I beg you, the doors are almost broken in. The man pounded in fury against the heavy wooden girls. The men, women, and children quickly climbed down the ancient stone staircase. Finally, the rabbi shut the doors of the iron cage and ran himself down the stairs. He pulled close the platform that was open in front of the iron cage, and he went down not a moment too soon.
Aha! The doors are down! Men! Look under the benches! That's where they're all hiding! That's where those Jews are! I'll look here! You look over there! We'll find them if they're the last thing we do!
Oh, yeah, we'll get those Jews! We'll find their money under there, too!
Here they are! You get over there under the bench! I'll go over here! What's it? Get off! I got it! They must be here! No! I think they're here! There they are!
I got one! I found the Jew under this bench. Take that, you dirty Jew.
Ow! Oh, stop it, you wild animal. What are you doing?
I'll break every bone in your body. That's what I'm doing, you disgusting Jew. Take that. Stefan, is that you?
Oh,
I'm so honored that you finally took notice of me.
The fun. When did you become a Jew?
Why, you despicable. You disgusting. Well, I'll break every... What I get my...
Stefan, I didn't mean it. You could take a Jew, can't you? I was only...
Why will I catch you?
While the Crusaders let their anger out on empty chairs and tables and benches, the Jews walked along an underground tunnel to safety many miles away. The tunnel ended in an underground chamber with ladders leading up to openings in the woods.
Look, it's an underground chamber. It's amazing.
It's beyond belief.
Very dark and spooky.
Dark and spooky? What's up with dark and spooky?
Well, it's very dark and spooky down here. I can't help
it. Why, Mr. Hazard? The rod spike to everyone.
My dear friends, in danger we turn to our Creator. Now that we have been spared, let us not forget him. And let us all say Hallel.
And so deep in their dugout chamber in the ground, they all recited their beautiful psukim from Hallel.
The B'nai Israel gather together to say the Hallel. We sing a Shir Chadash like in the days of the Beis Hamikdash. Every year the B'nai Israel gather together to say the Hallel. We sing a Shir Chadash like in the days of the Beis Hamikdash. Since those days so long ago, we still watch the candles glow. It was such a nice gadol that ignited every Jewish soul. Since those days so long ago, we still watch the candles glow. It was such a nice gadol that ignited every Jewish soul.
An exceptional child. He's almost as bright as my grandson Alexander.
And so the candles of Hanukkah were finally lit that night for the people of Eisenstadt in a most miraculous way.
Did the Jews ever return to Eisenstadt?
Many weeks later, the Jews were again fully settled in Eisenstadt, and their shul was completely repaired. And from then on, every single year on the first night of Hanukkah, the shamis of the shul lights one little candle in the small menorah in the corner of the ark, exactly like I was doing when you found me.
What a miraculous story! I've never heard anything like.
Gershon, or Gershon, are you still there? We're about to light some menorah home.
I'm coming, Uncle Zelig. I must run now. But thank you so much for that fascinating story, Rev Boimel. I'll never forget it.
But see, what happened to Gershon and the miraculous menorah?
Well, right before the war, the Germans destroyed the old shul in Eisenstadt. Gershon was there, and he sifted through the rubble and found the menorah under a broken bench. He took it to his home in Frankfurt and brought it with him when he came to the United States and moved to Baltimore. And as far as I know, he has it till today.
Oh, Zadie, that story was the best you've ever told us. It was so dramatic, my ear was standing up like a porcupine.
And my pace jumped out from behind my ear, Zadie. So now you can really imagine how great it was.
That story put me in such a great mood that I'm going to turn on Near One on the miraculous menorah and hear another great Hanukkah song.
Oh, yeah, that is a great idea. Just turn the first candle. It is the first one on the right over there. On the right. Right, Tully. The one on the right. Not the one on the left. That is the shamus. Oh, no. What did you do, Tully? It is taking off again. Look out. The miraculous menorah's micro-mechanism is causing it to fly around the room again. Oh, watch out. Oh, I must find the remote control cradle deactivator to bring it back down. I will... Oh, watch out. Here's coming in. Oh, get out of the way. Oh, watch out again. Where is that act? The activator for the dreidel hole.
Lady, I think I... Oh, see Bobby coming down the street towards the house.
Oh, no. Then I better find that remote control dreidel deactivator right now. Oh, watch out. Oh, before it is too late. Ah, here it is. I found... Wow! I found the remote control. Oh, never mind what it is. I press in the kimmel and the menorah comes right down back on the table. Perfect.
Phew. That was close.
Zadie, Bobby's at the door.
Children, I'm home.
Oh, so let her in. Let her in by all means. Of course, of course. Yes, certainly. Suchi and Tully, let me tell Bobby about what happened over here. You don't say nothing. She will understand it much better when she hears it from me. You know what I mean?
Of course, Zadie. You always know what's best.
Thank you.